Zechariah was a post-exilic prophet. He was born in Babylonia and left when Cyrus, king of Persia, allowed the Jews living there to return to Judah and Jerusalem about 500 years before the time of Christ. He encouraged his fellow Jews in rebuilding the temple and the city of Jerusalem. Zechariah's Jerusalem was not the bustling metropolis of his forebears during the time of David, Solomon, and their successors. His Jerusalem was only lightly occupied. Thus, he could well understand and appreciate the significance of the words of the Lord of hosts to him. Thus says the Lord of hosts, "Old men and old women shall again sit in the streets of Jerusalem, each with staff in hand because of great age. And the streets of the city shall be full of boys and girls playing in its streets." Now, of course, the immediate question is whether the Zionists are correct and whether the bustling city of Jerusalem is the fulfillment of Zechariah's prophecy. Now, I am not a Zionist, even though I am a member of Zion Lutheran Church here in town, so I will not use that approach in explaining the text. But does the text itself allow us to explain this and understand this in non-Zionist terms? The last verse of our text says, "And they shall be my people, and I will be their God in faithfulness and in righteousness." Such a description does not fit the current Jerusalem in Israel. There are people living there who do not claim God as their God, and there are those who do not live in faithfulness and righteousness. Such a Jerusalem as described here has a decided spiritual side, with the people of God being those who believe in and follow God. The sentence just before this last sentence similarly proclaims this Jerusalem as something other than physical. Thus says the Lord of hosts, "Behold, I will save my people from the east country and from the west country, and I will bring them to dwell in the midst of Jerusalem." It is God himself who brings the people back to dwell in Jerusalem. God is the actor, and not the people themselves. Not only will God bring them into Jerusalem, he will save them from places that are not their own in order to bring them into his city. Here, bringing the people into Jerusalem is parallel to saving the people, which is, again, a spiritual situation. Then there is the opening declaration of God. "Thus says the Lord, I have returned to Zion and will dwell in the midst of Jerusalem, and Jerusalem shall be called the faithful city and the mountain of the Lord of hosts, the holy mountain." This also points to something outside of our normal space and time. The Jerusalem where God dwells is the faithful city, the holy mountain. Such language describes a spiritual people living in this place. God himself will dwell in the midst of Jerusalem. God himself, a spiritual being, can be expected to dwell in a spiritual Jerusalem. The only way we can expect God to dwell in a physical Jerusalem is if he takes on human flesh and blood and dwells among us. And yet, that is precisely what we celebrate during this season of Lent. God took upon himself flesh and blood, becoming one of us, in order to save us from the east country and from the west country, places where our sin has put us, outside of the holy environs of Jerusalem. God took upon himself flesh and blood in Jesus Christ, and then took upon himself our sin, accepting in his own body the results of all that sin, death, and separation from God. This he did in order to bring us into his own kingdom, Jerusalem, the faithful city, and into the mountain of the Lord of hosts, the holy mountain. But because God now himself is flesh and blood, that means that wherever we find this flesh and blood God, we find the faithful city, Jerusalem, and the holy mountain, Zion, where God himself dwells. We find Jerusalem where we find the body and blood of Jesus, the flesh and blood God. And we find this in the divine service where God brings his own people into the holy Jerusalem, into his holy mountain, offering them his body and blood in holy communion. I said earlier that this Jerusalem is outside of our normal space and time. And indeed it is. For in the divine service, our time meets the timelessness of God, and our space meets the God who is beyond our space, yet dwells in that space with us as his people. And in that space and time outside our own, you can find exactly what Zechariah prophesied: young and old, righteous, faithful, and holy people. For God indeed dwells with his people in his faithful city, Jerusalem. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, Amen.